program. Welcome to Come On. It's still good. I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are CoSG, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down RoboCops. It's got RoboCop. It's got RoboCop 2. What else do you need, creep?
In a world where a movie about a man that is killed and resurrected as a cyborg and grapples with his humanity became a phenomenon, one studio, in dire financial straits, will rush a sequel into production and reset the Robo Clock. Featuring RoboCop, RoboCop 2, a drug kingpin 2, a shootout in a drug factory 2, and RoboCop rediscovering his humanity 2. Half man, half machine, half sequel, half retread. All RoboCops with a dollar sign.
The way that's worded, it made me think like, oh, there's probably a funny buddy cop movie where he teams up with a new, like they make, what is her name?
Lewis.
Lewis, thank you. They make Lewis also be a RoboCop. Like, why wouldn't they just start replacing real cops and just, we'll get to it later. Don't worry about it. Sure we'll talk about that during the breakdown. But before we get to this movie, let's see what's now playing then.
Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
Okay, let's see. On this week in 1990, we're talking June 1990 for reference. Some other movies you may have memories of were playing against RoboCop 2. We have, for instance, the first live-action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that was a huge deal.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Yeah, it was a big one. Might be the greatest Ninja Turtles movie.
You think?
Yeah.
And you saw the most recent one?
I've seen all of them. I'm not counting animated, like live action.
Oh, you're talking live action. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen the most recent animated one. I did go back and watch a couple episodes of the 80s cartoon because it's on Paramount Plus and didn't hit like I wanted it to. It upset me.
Really?
The sewer is too clean. It makes no sense.
That's what bothered me.
April O'Neil jumps into a sewer and falls into the middle where all the poop goes in a bright yellow outfit, and there's no doo-doo.
Maybe that was the sewer where all the pee goes.
Her suit was dry. It's a dry, clean sewer. I didn't understand it.
It was a rain jumpsuit.
Okay. So none of it showed up. Okay. All right. Where do they get the money for the pizza?
They steal it.
That's not honorable. They're all about honor and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how else they're getting it, honestly.
Yeah, and then it was fine. It's fine. But, okay, what else is playing?
Okay, also in the theaters that week, we have Back to the Future Part 3 kicking around.
That's the West one? Great.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah. I've got to rewatch that trilogy.
I saw in the Uptown.
Yeah.
What was the treat they gave you? Like, what was the little... A petrified piece of shit.
I don't really remember. I don't honestly. There was something. It could have been just like a bumper sticker. I remember
because you saw part two at the Uptown too. Because you came back with sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
That was like Burger King. You could get.
No, I think I got some kind of futuristic.
Something. I thought, yeah, but couldn't you get them at Burger King later on? Like
probably
Burger King. They had all the different future glasses.
Yeah.
They flip up. I remember they were great. It's 80 sunglasses are the best. Right. Which is your favorite Back to the Future? The first one?
Probably number one is probably the best. Yeah.
Do you think it's one, two, three, like the order, but you should watch them all?
Oh, you should definitely watch them all.
Yeah.
But if you had to just if you stand alone by itself. Right? I don't think you're just watching two and, you know, like if you've never seen one. And I mean, I guess you'd enjoy it, but it would be the same, right? Like one is clearly a standalone movie. The rest are part of a trilogy.
Yeah. If it does well, we'll do these.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Did we ever talk about Back to the Future, like, at the end of that movie, like, yes, he succeeded and everything's good, but then his family is not his family anymore, right? Like,
we did talk about that, I believe. Right.
We did talk about that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, it's horrifying when you really deep into it, a little below surface. When you dig in a little deeper, it's quite horrifying.
He's based... Well, doesn't his girlfriend change to become Elizabeth Shue in the second one? Like, it's not... Is it Elizabeth Shue in the first movie?
That was just a casting issue.
It's casting, but he changed something in the past.
Right, you can make that theory. Right, yeah. You can make that argument.
Little butterfly effect, sound of thunder.
Yeah, yeah, butterfly effect. Okay. What else we got?
All right. Also in the theaters, we have Dick Tracy.
Big theatrical flop.
It was a big old flop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a huge cast of characters, you know, lots of makeup, right?
Yeah.
Was De Niro in it?
De Niro.
I don't know.
Who's the villain?
The villain is someone famous. Al Pacino is in it.
Al Pacino is the main villain. I remember Flat Top. There was some fast food tie into that movie, too.
Yeah, I think that was McDonald's. I don't know.
I want to say McDonald's.
I would have guessed Burger King, but I don't know.
What? You think Burger King had a simultaneous Dick Tracy promotion and Back to the Future promotion? Right, we don't know if they had
Back to the Future. I was going to say, do you know they had one? It's like,
we don't know. In my head, they are loyal to the Back to the
Future. Pizza Hut had a Back to the Future promotion, at least on two, with that dehydrated pizza was Pizza Hut, right? Like, there was clear ties to Pizza Hut.
In the movie.
Yeah, but there was also cross promotion outside.
It was also like Pepsi
Pepsi was big.
You were initially correct. It was McDonald's that had promotion with them. They had
for Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy Crime Stoppers game.
Yeah, I think there was something.
What is that, like the Monopoly game?
It must be something like that. Yeah.
Are they still doing the Monopoly game?
No,
I haven't seen it in a while.
I don't think so.
Ooh, used to love that shit.
Yeah,
this is definitely like the Monopoly game. Just with the
shots. I guess you guys don't eat. How often you guys go into a restaurant? Are they still doing like movie tie-ins with like kids' meals and shit?
I mean, our kids still get like Marvel toys, whatever toys.
Okay, so it's like Marvel or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the hot property is, you know.
Right, do they think Dick Tracy's? I guess they thought it was going to be huge with kids. I haven't seen it in a long time. It might be better than you think.
Right. It might be, but it was really panned at the time. Really bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People were, I don't know if it's still good. Maybe it was just before its time. I don't know. But
I don't think I've never heard anybody like
crying.
That's true. Got to reboot Dick Tracy. Wasn't there something about his watch?
Yes. He talked to his watch.
Was like he had a walkie talk, but like a promotion giveaway.
Oh, who knows? Like, probably.
What was that?
Producer put up the note that Back to the Future 2 had the Pizza Hut promotion. You could buy the shades, those cool realistic future shades for $2. Oh, that
was at Pizza Hut?
With a purchase. Yeah, it was Pizza Hut. So I knew they had a tie-in with it.
I remember, I said you could buy the shades. I just didn't remember where you could buy the – you had to walk into a brick-and-mortar Pizza Hut.
You probably could deliver as long as you paid $2. We did until a few years ago. There's no around here anymore. I mean, there's if you count brick and mortar as where you go in and there's a counter.
I mean the sit down.
Yeah.
Are you talking about? There's one over by like Snoffer School and I can't remember the other.
Flower Hill's still open?
By the Air Park.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that one closed. I was gonna say that one, and then the one in Darnestown over by Quince Orchard closed a few years ago and became something else. But
we said we weren't going to do this. We weren't going to talk about old shopping centers and restaurants.
That's for another.
We said that for another segment. For another we said nothing about this thing. One. That's not true.
Get this out of me?
Right. Yeah. Come on. We can't do it for every.
Buffet's gone.
Yeah.
I haven't had a buffet in so long. I want one.
The Bamboo Buffet is still open in Twinbrook. We talk about it all the time.
It'd be terrible. I want an Old Country Buffet.
Why? But I
mean, OCD, I'm baby.
Are they not still in Gaithersburg by the fairgrounds?
No, that's way gone. That's way gone.
Oh.
The one in Laurel's closed down. It's a dollar store now. It's terrible.
Why don't you just go to Golden Corral? I'm sure there's one in Laurel.
That's two Main Street. And there's one in the Rundle Mills. All right. Yeah. So don't get high and mighty.
No, go to Ryan's Buffet. My namesake. They're still around, I think. Might have to go to West Virginia for them, but they're around.
That's far to go for a buffet.
I bet there's one close to you.
I'll just go to a casino. I'll just get casino buffet.
Gross. I mean, gross on all accounts. Buffets are just gross.
But you can eat as much as you can.
Yeah, just keep eating this crappy. If I mean, I'm sure there's good buffets.
If you eat enough garbage food, you make your money back.
Yeah. That's the problem with buffets, because then you start eating to be like, oh, I've got to make it worth this entry fee, so let me eat 3,000, you know, crab legs.
If you don't want them, just throw them on the ground so no one can have them.
I'm beyond full, but I got to go back for one more plate because I'm getting my money's worth, right? Like, stupid.
Yeah, it's something I do. And not lately, but
it's just human mentality. I'm just saying it's a dumb thing. We like, let's go just. It's like sport eating at that point. Like, you know, there it is. Predators. If you ever do your restaurant, Predators is going to have a buffet. Not that type. Yeah.
The guy in the small window, I know you guys at home can't see this, but he looked like Clark Griswold to me, like when it first came up. And I was like, wow, that's a great Chevy Chase at this Predators restaurant. Okay. And I'm going to have to cut this out. So let's get out of here.
Yeah.
So we can look at Predator stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It won't make any sense.
It won't make any sense.
Well, we were talking about it's buffet related.
I mean, look, you guys have listened to the Predators episode. You know, we just kept talking about buffets at Predators. Well, that one's a casino. That's got to be a huge one. That's great. All right. Where were we?
Yeah. Wait,
are there any more movies playing?
Oh, no. The only other one worth talking about, maybe Gremlins 2, but, you know.
Oh, I mean, it will come up on this. We're going to watch Gremlins 2 at some point. It has Hulk Hogan in it. Ryan, what'd you call him?
Hulk Hogan.
I think Hulk Hogan. Yeah. The greatest wrestler of all time.
Hulk Hogan.
All right. Well, let's go to a quick little break, and we'll come back with the breakdown right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe. Waste makes haste, for time is fleeting.
And we're back from that break. Are you guys ready for a sequel to a great franchise where no one comes back? And no one
actors
really
come back. Actors come back. Right?
Two like, or three actors come back.
The old man's back.
More than that.
Yeah.
Actors on a payday come back.
Like, yeah, there's a bunch of the cops are back.
All right. Before we get too deep in the episode, did you guys notice all the Star Trek Next Generation connections in this movie?
I recognize Rogue Danar.
Yeah, Rogue Danar in this movie.
Right off the bat, I was like,
the high ground.
I mean, from one freaking episode, I recognized
also, you know, the Dirty Cop. You didn't recognize the Dirty Cop?
He was from Star Trek?
No, definitely recognized Duffy? Him. I just didn't.
Yeah, Duffy was in the one with the chick who doesn't age and she's killing all the one clan. Trilestas? There are no Trilestas.
Oh, yeah,
That's him.
You say that, yeah, you see it.
I was like, there are no Trilestas in this
Is that
movie.
The one with Penthar Maul?
Penthar Maul.
Yes, Penthar Maul.
A Danar and a Penthar Maul. I mean, that guy's not Penthar Maul in the episode, but...
No, I know, but they mentioned
it. It's
mentioned
that
him,
name,
right?
Yeah. That's a name that you used to use and it's stuck in my brain for 30 years now.
Yeah, if I made a linebacker in Madden, that's
a great name. There's someone else in this movie was also in a Next Gen episode, and I can't think of who it is now. The little kid. His mother is killed on an away mission, and he is like wants to be emotionless like Data, so he starts to comb his hair like Data and stuff. And he idolizes the young kid
before his life in crime.
Yeah, before his life in crime.
What a stupid character that kid was. Not the Star Trek one. He was probably fine in that. And RoboCop. God, what an awful, awful choice. I don't even get the message. Like, a lot of times I look at it for RoboCop, like they're playing some kind
you
of satire.
Anything in Detroit. Gang leader.
I don't know why they made this choice. Did they expect people to be like, you know what? We need a kid to look up to in this movie. Because
what did Roger Ebert say? Roger Ebert said it was something for like the kids when they watched it on video, and he's like, is that a great message to send to children?
Exactly. I'm with Roger Ebert on that, because I was like watching this, I'm like, were they trying to pull in the kid audience with the Little League team robbing people and this kid?
That robbery seems so weird. Like, just get the shit and go. That's what a robbery is.
Right. Yeah. It was a terribly planned smash and grab, but they thought the cops were on strike, so this guy got his Little League team to do it.
Okay.
But it was like, what is the message here that Detroit is so outrageous that even the kids, like a Little League team, like dress up to do it? It didn't, like, if it was some kind of satire messaging, like with a lot of RoboCop with the commercials and everything tends to be, it whiffed over my head big time. I didn't get it. I thought it was a poor choice to make this kid.
Try hard?
Yes, it felt very Wesley Crusher. A try hard is a good word, right? Like, it felt very that way. And I didn't like it. The only thing that played up, and they never really used it again, is that RoboCop wouldn't shoot the kid. Like, that would be the only thing that if
he
they learned something
from
that. Right.
I thought they were going to play that up more.
Right, exactly. That would be the only reason to have him be a kid. And it would have been better if Kane had found a way to use that, not made that kid such like this power player in this, you know, nuke organization. It was just, it was a misfire on so many levels. It was, it really, it took a lot away from the.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we lost him.
I'm having trouble.
We're back from that little technical difficulties. Yeah. Having no idea where we were in the movie.
I just kept talking. I think I was talking about the kid.
The kid actor.
Yeah, and I don't want to
like him.
Yeah, I didn't want to
talking about the nuke infrastructure.
Right. I didn't think it worked. Right. Like, because the kid, again, he's a kid actor, so I don't want to crap on a kid actor, but it just didn't make any sense to have him in there. And it didn't do anything for the plot. It just was not good. The only thing it could be used for well was to use him as a human shield against RoboCop because he found out he couldn't kill him. The rest of it
doesn't have to use that kid. He could have got the baseball kids. He could have got any kids and just strapped them to himself. Right. And then RoboCop has to you know, specific target punch like Kane in the dick.
Double whammy.
Right.
Around a kid.
That's right.
That's more fun. Like, you know, don't use real kids, but like put like Cabbage. Would a Cabbage Patch Kid like fake out RoboCop's target?
I don't think so. I think it has to have a
pulse. They're pretty realistic. Right. What was that? Remember Dad had that doll, Randy?
Yeah.
Was it Randy? Could you get those fake realistic looking baby dolls and just tape them to yourself and then RoboCop won't shoot you?
No, RoboCop can sense that it's a human. You've seen his vision, like it comes out, right? Like,
you don't think it would delay him for, I mean, it doesn't matter if it delays him for a second because bullets just bounce off him.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
Right.
What did you think of his suit? They made it out of fiberglass for this movie.
Oh, I thought it looked like he was moving around way better than in the first.
He could definitely
move. Half the time in the other one, it was just the upper half, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and you still don't see him get out of a car in this movie. So in my mind, he's still pantsless driving around.
You got to be right next to me for it to look real.
You see him ride a motorcycle, though, which is always, as we know, easier for RoboCop to ride.
I don't think that was a problem for him in the first one either.
Well, this one's not especially modified motorcycle. How much is RoboCop's supposed to weigh? Yeah.
Tell me more. Is it an athletic supporter or something you drink out of?
Can a standard...
Eight cops to lift him, right?
Right. Can a standard Harley hold that weight, you know, because he was just on that bike?
Right, a big bike, son.
Yeah.
Crotch Rocket's going to hold RoboCop?
No, I'm just saying, I was wondering if a regular non-modified motorcycle could actually...
Would he have to get that, like, tripod bike?
He was riding a motorcycle in this movie, right? I'm asking the physics of it work.
I'm thinking realistically. I think he needs a tripod. You know, the fat guy motorcycle.
Yes, the trike. Yes, I understand. I understand. I don't know. 300 pounds. Okay, that's
it.
Be on a bike. I've seen bikers that weigh more than 300 pounds out there on the road. So that's not bad. Yeah, that's actually pretty light when you think about it. A body made of mostly like steel. That's super light. They must have some titanium in that or something.
Vibranium is stronger than steel and a third the weight.
Speaking of a body mostly made of steel, I watched this with Miss Undefeated Champion. And there's a scene where RoboCop's like stalking the shit out of his ex-wife. It's his widow. But he's like, touch me through the chain link.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm dead. That went nowhere, by the way. Why was that even in the movie?
I don't know. Just to fucking torture this woman?
Yeah. But it didn't come back.
Look at your husband's face that's stretched over this metal.
There was no full circle moment where it came. Like, it was kind of like trying to be a nod to RoboCop 1. With his memories and him being a person or whatever, but they never
go
touch
back
that again.
They never go after the touch me scene.
Why was it there? Why? Because it didn't even tie into the directives with him being a kinder, gentler RoboCop. It didn't make
after he
any
gets
sense.
Those directives and he gets repaired after being disassembled. That the human in him is gone.
No, because he did a very human sacrificing himself in a way to remove those directives. He went and shocked himself. So his unique will to live is still there, which I think is tied to his human side. It was just bad story writing. I mean, it was just there was no point for that.
We
saw RoboCop 1. We know he has these human tendencies. We didn't need to tread on it again unless there was some point to it in the end. It was a waste of film. That's all it was. It really was.
You didn't think it was a little sexy? The way she, like, sticks her finger in?
right.
No.
My wife was creeped out because I was like, touch my dick. And she was like, does he have a dick? And then we got a discussion.
No, he doesn't.
I said, no.
We went over this.
Flat piece of metal. Well, this Murphy might. This Murphy definitely doesn't have a dick.
Well, the RoboCop 2, she was like willing to give it a try before he twisted her head off the other.
He realized he didn't have a robot dick. He's like, I got to kill this chick.
She was like, it'll take some getting used to. But he was like, not for me. If I can't get anything of mine, I ain't pleasuring you. And he just rips her head off. I mean, yeah,
he's like, I can't come. I just got to touch your hoo-ha. Fuck that. You're right. Dead.
And why did they save his eyeballs if they were just going to make him a computer screen later? Huh?
His eyeballs were still in there.
But they can't see anything.
Why did they save his eyeballs?
Yeah, I get that it looked creepier, but why did they save his eyeballs? Why didn't they give him a face? Why didn't we get the cool Max Headroom like screaming? And why was he still screaming once his brain was smashed? What was screaming?
There was probably little diodes and stuff shoved into the brain that there was still a faint connection.
They had some wireless connection, clearly.
Yeah. You know, with Pride, you should know about all people, when you get disconnected, you still get like 10 seconds of screaming about RoboCop.
I guess it happens.
More than anybody.
I guess it happens, but I'm just saying, I don't have a screen that flips open out of my black helmet that you see and it's screaming for no reason. Like, things they tried to do to make it cool 80s effects were really dumb. You know, like, I get they wanted 90s, to use that effect. 90s. Oh, sorry. What year was this? 90s. 91?
1990.
1990, okay.
Just made it, man. Just made it.
Yeah. I mean, they had some interesting effects. I mean, the effects looked dated. You know, those other RoboCops that, like, ripped their heads off. You know, it was like a screaming skull. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, you can't say it wasn't fun. Yeah.
Stop giving test robots live ammunition, people.
Yeah. OCP will never learn their lesson about...
Who's the poor bastard who got shot 48 times by Ed-209?
That's what I'm saying. They never realize just to put... Don't just disarm them. Take the ammunition out of them when you're putting them on display. It's crazy to me. They do this time and time again. They get people killed. So, I don't know. Also, not enough Ed-209s in this movie.
No, I thought they were going to be... I didn't remember, but they show them in the very beginning. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, he gets stuck in a manhole. That's like all,
and
right?
Then,
like,
that's pretty on brand. It's pretty on brand for the Ed-209.
Right, but they didn't send any out, you know, at any point. It's like they give up on the whole Ed-209 program too easily, honestly. Especially with, you know, the police being on strike and whatever. You think there'd be a couple Ed-209 just outside the police station or something.
Yeah, or banks, whatever, a high, you know, city hall, whatever a high value target would be for this city on the land. Have you guys ever been on strike?
Like myself?
Yeah, like
no.
You know, part of some. If someone goes on strike, don't everybody go on strike?
You can cross the picket line. It's called being a scab.
So is Lewis a scab?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. How is that going to affect her job when the rest of the cops come back? Because they're not getting paid, right? That's why they're on strike.
Yeah, they're on strike. Yeah, they're not getting paid. She's getting paid. Yes, they would look at her poorly. But they all come together because of RoboCop.
When they pull up in that limo and the one guy's just hurry throwing parts out.
Right.
300 pounds of robot.
Right.
He's throwing out him. You don't have to throw all of RoboCop out in front of the cops. You throw like an arm and a leg and be like, fuck yourselves. They're going to figure it out. They're cops. Right. They can put the pieces together.
Also,
you don't need to have Murphy be like on the ground.
They also left him alive. Why not just shoot him in that fleshy face after they exposed it and just make sure he's dead?
Well, it's just flesh covering metal. It's not a real face. It's confusing, right? See,
I don't know. I got to touch it. I got to touch it through the chain link to see. Yeah.
It's just skin.
Still, wouldn't you tear up the flesh just to see if you were a bad guy? I mean, they're using jackhammers and
I'd throw him in the fucking ocean.
Circular saws, right. No, they want to make a point. I guess you could just throw one leg out and get the same effect. Yeah, you don't need to throw all the parts.
I'll throw the robot dildo in some cop's face and be like, ha-ha, his dick, and drive away as I drowned RoboCop in the ocean.
Yeah.
And then I'll video it and put it on YouTube while I do nuke.
RoboCop doesn't breathe, so I don't think he...
He'll rust real fast.
Yeah.
I'm sure the water would break his CPU or whatever. Throw your laptop in the ocean. Tell me if it works.
I don't know. This guy gets critical failures all the time and comes back. I'm pretty sure he'd be like...
Well, you just need to electrocute himself.
Like Jason down there chained to the bottom of Crystal Lake and still be alive down there somehow.
I'm sure there's some fan fiction out there where RoboCop fights Jason Voorhees, and it's probably fucking incredible.
Yeah.
What did you think of the villain, Kane?
I mean, it was a lame villain. I mean, let's be honest. It's not great. Like, they're basically a drug cult, but they wanted to take them on this like spiritual plane too, but like violent at the same time. And it didn't really work for me.
I don't know if it's so hard to follow the Clarence Boddicker, Kurtwood Smith. I can't think of his name. And what a great villain he is. But I really just think it's the writing, and Tom Noonan is just doing what's... I don't think he's given a lot. Yeah.
Well, I also think they took it in a dumb direction with him, too. If he was really trying to, you know, do what the kid was doing later, where he's like, I want to control this substance, make it safer, let people have it, because I'm really into this new cult, and then have him actually choose to be the RoboCop later to get revenge, rather than have him killed and put into it anyways, you know, by the, like... I think that would have been a better angle, and had him be able to speak and maybe have some dialogue between the two is sort of like a bit like, I think they could have done better things with that. But instead, they wasted time of stalking his wife and touching her face and having this kid, you know,
well, what are take you over the end. You're going to stalk your wife a little bit.
I'm just saying, it wasn't necessary to this story. They could have done a lot better.
They would have made how he's living. Like, no. What else is RoboCop supposed to do?
I want something that's making the end fight have more meaning than just two robots fighting each other. I saw Real Steel.
Is that Noisy Boy?
I know what that's about. I don't need it.
That's Noisy Boy!
You don't like bad CGI robot fights?
Real Steel is much better than this CGI. I mean, it was 1990 CGI. I'm not going to I'm not going to drag it.
That's 15 years of technology.
I'm not going to drag it through the ground for its effects, because it, you know, what they were doing. And also RoboCop 1 had that look, like with the pig sounds and the Ed 209s falling over. It wasn't outside the pale of what you expect from a RoboCop. They just did a lot more of it. You know, it had what you want with RoboCop. It had explosions, robots fighting, lots of Ford Taurus, you know, hotness cars coming through.
There's so many hotnesses all over the place, man.
They even blew up a light blue, and I wasn't sure if it was actually a Citation, like our Citation. It was either a Citation or a Chevette.
Did it have a brown panel?
I would think it was a Citation. So I think they took out like both of our old cars and that several of the hotnesses, but like one of the, I just couldn't tell from the scene if it was a Chevette like or a Citation.
Or a Buick Regal.
No, didn't see any of that. Yeah. But if you looked hard enough, they were possibly in there.
Well, the fucking Caravan?
Yeah. Caravan.
That was
92. Yeah, I've been too new.
That was big at this time. That was too new.
Yeah. We were 92, man. It's a 90 movie. You got to go to the 88 Regal, 88 Taurus, or the 81 Citation. Those are the ones that would be in there.
What was the Sunbird?
What was that, Robin? 84?
I don't remember the years of these things like you do. Yeah, I remember the car. I don't know what year half of them were. I remember the Sunbird was younger. 88 Taurus, that was it.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think the Sunbird was in 84. I think. I don't know.
Maybe I thought it was younger than that.
Maybe.
Or older than that. Older than that.
No, I don't think it was older than the Citation, but maybe it was. I don't know.
You know, that just sounds like a hit lineup of cars right
now. Yeah.
You guys should start getting your kids, try and find, like, in a Citation. What is the last year the Citation was made?
83 or 84. They didn't last too long.
Like, how much did you find one for? And that's what you should give your kids in a few.
I don't know why you'd want to do that. I'll just say that.
Just give them something cool to drive. Yeah. They'll be the only kid in a Citation.
Yeah.
You can pimp it out. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what. I guess you just put bass, just the same thing, and it's all on the iPod. You don't need a CD player.
Nope. Put a bass tube in the back and an amplifier. You're fine.
Yeah. It all connects to the phone. Now that's no fun. Yep. You got to have the 8-track or a 8-track player.
It just had AM/FM. It had no cassette.
It didn't have a cassette?
No, it did not. It had an AM/FM radio that would fuzz out, and you had to hit it real hard because it was vertical. It wasn't horizontal. We talked about this many times. You couldn't buy a radio at that time to like go in there. So it was you just got what you got. Whatever was on DC 101, WHFS, that's what you were listening to. 98 Rock.
98 Rock. 98 Rock. Yeah, I know the three stations.
Yeah.
You know, Kiss FM, I'm there.
Yeah, and they were those old pull-out push-in ones to do the presets. There was no digital anything.
So they're doing this big demonstration at the end of this movie. They're like, we got a great product for you. You guys are going to blow your fucking minds.
It's the
great
city.
they can't think of a better name for this product than RoboCop 2.
They want to keep their brand consistent.
I was just going to be like, Xbox doesn't do that. Xbox definitely does that. Yeah. It's like, this is Xbox One. This is Xbox 360.
Yeah, they have the stupidest numbers.
Yeah.
Xbox XS. All right. It's withdrawn. It annoys me that they're in this big pitch meeting. They're calling it RoboCop 2. They can't call it Dolphin.
RoboCop is only successful. The Ed 209s were not successful. Everything else they've tried was not successful.
If they scaled down the Ed 209, do you think it would be more effective?
Yes, I think the Ed 209 program was crazily abandoned for the cyborg. Right. There's ease in doing that into the future. They should be putting all their money into Ed 209 units, not crazy cyborg division. There's like nothing like that. What? If anything, you should be modifying Ed 209s to be like live, die, repeat units for existing Detroit cops, like enhancement packs rather than cyborg. If you want to continue to have a human element,
Farley out into the world, or Duffy, whatever his
Duffy name is. Yeah, you have Duffy in a suit that's
Duffy's
out there.
Just in a chair playing a video game.
Not in a video game, but literally like the
drones.
I was thinking
more like the actual packs that Tom Cruise was selling in Die Another Day, or not Die Another Day. Why do I keep saying that? Live, Die, Repeat.
Because you love James Bond movies. Yeah. You love Halle Berry, right?
Yes. That's Die Another Day. I don't remember which one's which. You could.
I think that's the one he fights North Korea and wins.
Yeah, I think we talked about that last time, and we didn't look it up. We just kept talking, so we're gonna do it again here.
We're gonna do that same thing, okay? All
yeah.
Right. Go for it.
Yeah. But anyways, just. If OCP wanted to do that. But obviously, they try to give them this sinister thing. Like, they want to own the land of Detroit for some reason, where they could just go build another city somewhere in the middle of nowhere if they wanted to build their own. Their financial plan didn't make any sense either.
Because they're trying to get them to default on the loan so they own the city.
Right.
And then build it up in their image. And
make it the safest city. And they were just basically going to make.
But how like, you know, they're missing step three, profit.
Right. I don't know where the profit was.
Step two. Yeah.
So you bulldoze all these homes and push the people out.
Right.
And then you have to sell those new homes back to the people that you're building these towers.
You sell one house to the richest person on the planet. He's the only person who lives in the city. And then you have a police force of like 100 people to guard him.
Yeah. Boom. Great.
Safest city on the planet.
No, it didn't make any sense. You know, the movie makes no sense. I mean, let's just be honest. There is some good underlying in the commercials, and there's still the underlying corporation message that they like to push in these 80s movies, which still holds true. And, you know, like they show them throwing the lady under the bus at the end, which...
Oh, my God. A woman caught in the blast fell. She was pulled under the wheels. This is terrible.
You know, I thought was kind of cute. But overall, this is a very poor man's version of RoboCop and not done very well. You know, like, is it the worst sequel I've seen anything? No.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You leave this and going, okay, it was a RoboCop sequel. Like, you're not mad at it necessarily, but you're not like.
We get RoboCop 3.
Yeah, I understand.
That's the last bullet in our gun.
No one is sitting down. No, I don't want to do it. I'm just saying, no one's sitting down having an argument of which is the better RoboCop movie, RoboCop 1 or RoboCop 2. It's not like The Godfather. Like, no one's, like, arguing about which one's better.
If
anyone is, you have to have them examined.
You're wrong.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. There's probably more things, but...
There's one... Like, they show Kane's file after he's killed, and he's a veteran of the Amazon War. Now, is that... a war that takes place in the Amazon, or is it a war versus Amazon the company?
I think it was before the Amazon the company, so
I know, but I think it's a war against Jeff Bezos and Amazon.
Maybe it was Amazonians. Like, isn't that what Wonder Woman is or whatever? Is that what she is? Yeah, maybe it was.
But they live in like Mascara or something like that.
So maybe it's a crossover.
I mean, given RoboCop, it's probably more likely it would have been a corporation there.
Yeah, it's true.
That's
It fits.
They murdered everyone at Amazon, I guess, and then made this drug nuke because maybe Amazon wouldn't next day ship nuke to your house.
Yeah.
So the whole time, Kane's motivation after he gets in the suit is just to open this hole and have someone shove the nuke package in.
He's still a drug addict, which I would argue that... They probably put so much more drugs in him to like for the pain receptors.
Wouldn't that destroy his shit? That
I don't know. It's really far fetched. I understand they're saying brain chemistry, right? Yeah. I know.
It's a fucking bank tube,
right?
Bank teller tube of drugs.
They act like his weight is being distributed through metal, right? Like
he has no blood. He's a brain. That's it. And they're shoving a gallon of nuke into his brain.
tight, yeah.
Or he's doing it, but you know, she, the sexy scientist or sexy corporate lady's like, ooh, I'll give you all this nuke. Why does he have a nuke distributing hole in his?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't have to be just for nuke.
What else are you gonna put in there?
Whatever he needs.
Yeah.
But what does he need?
Well, that's how I thought RoboCop was going to get him, because he held the canister out.
Is that how he eats his baby food?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Because he had no face. Okay. He has no face.
Yeah, I really thought they were going to like stick a pipe
baby food straight to
the
tummy. That's
right. I thought he was going to open it up and then like shoot a missile in there, and that was going to take him out. But no, they had to go a different way.
Oh, you should have just had RoboCop grab one of those things, shove a pipe up in it. Paint it red. Be like, hey, right. I got your nuke.
That would have been great if they did another warehouse scene where he's putting stuff, like in the first one where he's fixing his targeting with Lewis and the baby food. He could have been doing that because the warehouses look exactly the same.
Yeah.
When we first go to the warehouse as RoboCop, when they blow up his car, and he fakes them out somehow.
Well, he didn't really fake them out because they were still expecting him after he came in there. I don't know who was faking out who there, because the one guy was like, it's clear after he went in the car and there's no RoboCop in there, and then he comes running in, but then they're waiting around the corner for him to come in there to shoot at him. So who faked out who?
We've never seen RoboCop run anywhere.
No.
How did he move so fast? Exactly. Yeah. How did he move so fast?
And so silently, because he's walking through, it's always like, cheat, 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 clunk, clunk, clunk. Yeah, like,
yeah.
RoboCop's sneaking up on nobody, ever. Ever.
One of my favorite scenes is the dissection scene of Kane with like his eyes getting angrier as the doctor for some reason is bringing his head over to him to be like, look where you used to live. And then
I think he was asking if they wanted to save his face.
My face! Give me back my face!
Oh, is that what he was asking?
Yeah, I think
he was pointing inside the head where.
Right, I thought they were seeing if they wanted to keep the skin full like they did.
I just thought it was a taunt. A taunt to him.
No, I thought they were saying,
I like
hey,
yours better. Yours
better. Do you want to keep this skin flap like you did with RoboCop 1 that we can make it? And they're like, nope, we've got something to better, a flip out monitor.
Like, have you seen this show, Max Headroom? Fucking incredible.
Right.
Like, and you should really do that.
But he won't have the ability to speak, only scream. So
I think that's such a mistake. Not
yes.
To
yeah,
have
I absolutely. Because again, they were trying to make this guy like some kind of cerebral, you know, wannabe god cult member. And then
cult
they
leader.
Just. Cult leader.
Like,
sorry.
Gravitated to him, and you should let this guy talk, maybe.
That's right. And that's why I think it would have been better for him to choose it, for them to have some interplay, you know, like him to go rogue almost in a way.
Well,
still and blame
he
the corporate.
He doesn't have to be hurt to choose it. He figures out this is the only way I can defeat RoboCop and become a true god and whatever my cult is, my cult of nuke.
Right.
They like his robot, by the way.
His robot?
The Kane robot.
It's fine.
The Swiss Army knife of RoboCop's.
Yeah.
What do you? All
right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was a cool looking robot, but just again, him screaming, just becoming the Shockma of RoboCop.
Shockma!
Like that's all. He just became like a primate. He needed some dialogue. Know.
Yeah,
I agree.
Still be able to talk.
It was a bad choice.
If there were so many bad choices, he's great. Watch him in 12 Monkeys. He's incredible.
I just don't know what they were thinking half the time. And that's why I just kept asking myself. And I was like, this movie's going along. When's it coming back? I hadn't seen it in a while. Actually, I had seen a chunk of this movie at some point where Duffy was going in there and the warehouse scene where they tried to beat him up.
The arcade?
Arcade scene? Yeah, I saw that scene recently. Like, not too long ago. I watched. But other than that, I hadn't seen most of the movie. So I was still waiting for things to come back in. But... Didn't it just, it was like seven different, like they had eight people write scripts and they're like, I don't know which
they
one to use. We'll use page 8 and 10 of yours. We'll use 30 to 40 of yours and 50 to 60 of yours. We'll just kind of make it work. And that's what they did. Yeah.
Their original script was written by the same people who did RoboCop 1. And it took place, I think, 25 years after.
Okay.
Where RoboCop gets destroyed and then put back together 25 years later. And Detroit is much worse off. And, you know, violence ensues, and you know, he law and order. And the Orion decided that's going to be too expensive, we're not going to do that. And they brought in, I think, another set of writers. Peter Weller did an interview about this movie and said the script is shit, while he's shooting it. And you know, it became just a paycheck to him. Well, apparently, it took place
in a VR Matrix. And there's a, wait, who falls in love with a female AI? RoboCop or Kane?
RoboCop.
Oh, I want to see RoboCop fall in love.
I don't know. Yeah, Murphy.
Yeah, yeah. So could he copy that AI into a chip and put it into the back of his head like Cortana?
Oh, my.
I mean, Ryan, I know you've only seen the bad version of Halo.
Yeah.
That is a great love story in the video game.
I don't think it is. It sounds creepy. Just
what, Rob? You don't?
Is that a love story?
Master Chief definitely loves Cortana. You don't think he loves Cortana in the video games?
Rob disagrees with you.
I don't know.
He's always running back into a flood-infested ship to get her. If he didn't love her, he could just leave her and be like, "Oh, that's
why is he getting her if it's in the back of his head?"
He's always taking her out and shoving her into other slots.
So he must not care that much, Reagan.
No, tells him to do it, and he's just making.
What is
her
he a
happy.
Cuck? Like he's yeah, just shoving her into other people's slots and watching? No, is that what he? Yeah, that's what he's
into. Right, he doesn't often watch. So occasionally goes off. Does something else.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta do
something. He doesn't watch. That's even worse.
Yeah. It's like a swinger party.
Everything is wet.
He's like, I don't want to watch, but I want to make you happy.
Right.
So he drops her off, and then he goes and fights people, picks her up at the end of the night.
Right. If he was really in love with Cortana, he'd keep her in his back of his head.
I think he loved Cortana, and he should. But, you know, she also has will of her own, and she needs to get out of his head. And shut down shield walls and things like that. He'll be stuck in places if she doesn't get out of his head sometimes. The podcast goes so weird places sometimes.
Yeah, because you took us there. I don't take us these places.
I don't know how we got here.
Yeah.
Maybe I always wanted to talk about the love. I'm just surprised Rob doesn't think it's a love story between Master Chief and Cortana.
I'm not saying he doesn't care for her, but I just never would have. I never would
have
described
this
as a love
story. No, she definitely loves him back. Like, it's definitely a mutual love. She's in his brain. She knows it all. Real quick, just nod. Is it a love story?
He won't nod.
He's typing. Nod.
It's
like
too
it.
Complex. It's just not as simple as a platonic love story. It's a bromance? Is that what it is?
He's definitely been like, speak dirty into my ear while I rub one out in my suit.
Yeah. It verges
100%. Plus,
so it's like Her? You ever seen the movie Her?
I know what it's about. Sure, yeah, it could be like Hurt. Wait, does Joaquin jerk off to Scarlett?
Absolutely, several times. And then they actually get this, like, person to play the role so they can actually sleep with a real person. Yeah, that's somebody that just wants to help people out. Scarlett actually hires her to come. He's not so into the idea, but yeah, he does. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but yes.
Sounds weird.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie. I tell you, we should cover that one. I think you'd kind of like it because it's kind of robot love. Yeah, like
you click a lot of buttons real quick.
Yeah, it's a little too much. I think it's a little too much imagination for you versus real life stuff. But I think somehow
imagination.
I think it still make it. It might make it move for you. That's all I'm saying.
Does her ask him to kill for her at any point in time?
No.
I don't know about
that. At least not to my memory. That's not the way the movie goes. Let me put it that way. I've forgotten some things, but I don't think that's in it.
Okay. Do you guys have any more about
her?
About RoboCop Deuce.
Probably.
Just the Deuce.
But I think we got it.
Yeah.
All right. It's in the bag. All right. We got it. We nailed it, baby. Let's go to a quick little break, and we'll come back with the game right after this.
And now, a word on nutrition.
Shit, he's fucked up.
We're back from that break. You know, dead or alive, you're playing a game with us.
Yeah, I heard you, Hotshot. What? I said, Hotshot.
That's another thing that bumps me out about this movie. But we're joined by our producer, E. The dialogue in this movie is not great.
What about thank you for not smoking? You didn't like that?
That's fine. It's the one, like, real... There's no bitches leave in this movie.
No, there sure isn't.
Well, game on, good guys. It's funny that you mentioned that. So I tried to do some research and some digging to figure this out. I couldn't find that actor's name, but I think he's the actor who plays Andy, the gun shop owner in Dawn of the Dead. But because it's a non-speaking role, he's not listed. I looked everywhere for it, but I really think that that's him. So I don't know. Maybe somebody hit us up with a message if you know for sure. And before
he's
we get
hungry,
to the game,
by the way.
Hmm?
It said he's hungry, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He holds up a sign, you know, says hungry. He's skinny.
Before we get
and then
to
everyone dies.
This game, let me tell you about another game. I got RoboCop Rogue City for Christmas, and I got to tell you, it's a fantastic game. It is a first-person RoboCop simulator, essentially. You move so slow. It's perfect. You hear the footsteps, the targeting reticules all, like, blip green, and then the crosshairs show up. and it has the two most important things that you're looking for in a RoboCop game. When you unload your Auto 9 and you shoot punks in the head, their heads explode into watermelon salad, and it's very satisfying. And then if you aim down and you shoot them right in the dick, which they clutch their crotch, keel over, they like drop their weapons. It's great. The dialogue, the world, I'm amazed it's not canon. It's technically not canonical, but the team did such a good job with the game. It slots in between RoboCop 2 and 3. So it happens between those movies. It still features Nuke, and it has the same news breaks. There are still punks running around on Nuke. Lewis is in it, and they brought Peter Weller back to voice Robo. So it's fantastic. So highly recommended if you enjoy all things RoboCop.
I did look it up at the game store, because I was like, this has got to be on sale. E recommended it. Still, it's pretty expensive for someone who's been living off Game Pass for 2 years.
Where you see
real prices to video games now, you're like, this is how much they cost? Ooh. Yeah, oh, it's a hard pill to swallow. It's a lot of dudes shooting into your neck, let me say.
All right, but back to tonight's game. We are going to play a sequel to a game that we played before. It was called RoboCop or Phobocop. We're calling this one RoboCop or Phobocop 2.
Oh, good choice. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Slightly different rule set. So I'm going to give you a character in a movie, and you're going to tell me, is this a cyborg like RoboCop? So is this a RoboCop, or is this not a cyborg, and is it a Phobocop? Okay, it's a 50-50. Hopefully you'll know a lot of these. Some of them you might not. But again, there's three of you, so somebody should get the answer right.
You would think.
All right.
Probably not.
So if you guys have it. Oh, you know what? Before we get started, I'm sure we all know, the same way that we all know what an EMP is, but we might need to explain to the audience. So what do you guys think a cyborg is versus an android or a robot? Oh,
I think it's mostly man.
Mostly man, not mostly fly.
Yeah, okay. Man. But
I remember that has to be mostly
fly biology.
You're robot and man, but you are a man first.
Yeah, okay, it has to be mostly man. If it's the brain of a man like RoboCop,
right.
You would still call that a cyborg.
Oh, RoboCop 2 was a cyborg.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's any merging of flesh and robot.
Right.
Okay, so if I put a bunch of dead skin on a laptop, does that make a cyborg?
No.
Why not? It's skin, got
to
be living.
It has to start as a man. So yeah. My definition is that it has to start as a man.
Sorry.
So is RoboCop not a man or a cyborg to you then?
No, he is, because he started as a man.
They had that suit before they put the man in there.
Okay, but the man part was there
before the cyborg.
Before it became a cyborg.
As long as a creature existed before it became a robot, then it's a cyborg.
Right. So because otherwise you're doing what Reagan's apparently doing and putting skin on laptops.
Right.
I'm not a cyborg, for some reason.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Cyborgs ready to roll, son.
All right, so now that we have the ground rules, let's hit that game show music. And up first, Data, or Data, if you're nasty, from TNG.
He's an android.
Android.
Yeah, so no.
I mean, he tells Pulaski he's not a robot in season 2, like 4 different times.
Right. He is fully functional.
he does
have an emotion chip. He can't figure out why he's crying when he finds Spot in the wreckage. I mean, we all know this, but android.
Life. Tiny little life form.
Right. Non-cyborg. Right.
There you go. So we've got it. All right. How about the Major from Ghost in the Shell?
Never seen it. So someone's got to help me with that.
I haven't seen it.
Cyborg.
I'll say cyborg. I don't know this
thing. It's hot as Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Cyborg.
All right. Cyborg.
I hope.
Shall we play a game? It's from a movie that was really popular.
It's much like RoboCop here. It's a human brain that got transferred into a shell.
Smoking body. Yeah, all right. I got you.
It's basically her, except with more gunfighting.
Okay. More Reagan speed. How have you not seen this?
It just haven't got around to it yet. Look, sometimes it's later tonight. I'm going to watch the Hollywood Quentin Tarantino movie, finally. How long ago did that come out?
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, honestly.
Once upon a time. It's been on the Hulu, I think.
Maybe I'll check
it out. We could do a quick review of it next week.
Great stuff.
I don't know why I haven't gotten to it.
Yeah, you're going to dig it.
Lazy.
All right, next up. The main character from the 1986 hit film Hands of Steel.
If I knew what it was, I'd say it. So I'm going to say non-cyborg. I never saw Hands of Steel. What is it? No RoboCop?
Phobocop? Or no RoboCop?
Phobocop.
No,
this is a Phobocop.
I'm saying it's cyborg. I have no idea.
I have no idea. I've probably seen this movie, just don't know what it's called, but it's a cyborg, definitely.
Okay, it is a cyborg.
Can't let him escape. Go after him with the laser.
If you can give me the plot of this movie, I think you can just straight up win the game.
It's a doctor. Mm-hmm. He has his hands cut off and replaced with steel hands, and he beats the people who cut his hands off.
Nope, to death. The boxer.
I mean, he sends him to the hospital.
Boxer.
He's a boxer. I was assuming boxer, but that might be
boxer the real steel. He's the doctor. He performs the surgery on himself to get vengeance for his dead wife who was blown up in a bingo accident. I had it so crazy out there because if it hit, I wanted it to be wild.
Man, you nailed it.
It's going to turn out that he's like a pianist.
That's pretty good, too.
I will tell you the official plot. This is verbatim from IMDb. A cyborg is programmed to kill a scientist who holds the fate of mankind in his hands. He fails and hides in a diner in a desert run by a woman who likes him. The people who sent him are after him, and so is the local arm wrestling champ, hence Hands of Steel.
Oh, I should have known that because you were talking about that and you love arm wrestling shit.
I gave you a chance. There was a chance somebody could get this.
3.8 stars on IMDb.
So bad. All right, next up. From our back catalog, Jean-Claude Van Damme in Universal Soldier.
Try to remember. They were...
They're reanimated corpses. Yeah, corpses. Do they have technology put into them? They have cameras that can follow them. I thought
they just wear technology. They
wear technology. It's a serum that brings them back, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to say that's a cyborg or RoboCop. It's not a cyborg because they don't have technology in them.
Yeah. It's a serum. It's a zombie scenario that you put a can. If you put a camera on a zombie, it's not a cyborg. This is a zombie with a camera.
But that zombie was once a man.
Oh.
But good point.
I feel like cyborg implies
it has to be embedded
technology. It's embedded in them. Yeah.
Yeah, like if
you I think it's a blurry line. This is flesh. It's a man. It was a man.
When I'm fighting this thing, man, I kick ass. We'll kiss ass.
No, for a zombie to become a cyborg, you got to cut his eye out and get one of those toilet cameras and put it in his eye.
This is why the ethics around cyborgerizing people and reanimating dead soldiers is there's a lot of gray area. They are technically not cyborgs because there isn't technology like that, mechanisms embedded into them. They're really just zombies. Okay, the only thing that's embedded into them is a tracking device, but that doesn't help them. That doesn't actually it doesn't add to their functionality.
Right. So would the Suicide Squad become cyborgs because they have bombs implanted in their necks?
I mean, that's not helping them. It doesn't add to their functionality.
So I was to say, if you make Universal Soldiers, then the Suicide Squad is also cyborgs.
Yeah, I got to go back and watch Universal Soldier again because
external. They're just wearing a camera.
Oh, you want to do the episode Universal Soldier Redux where we just watch Universal Soldier again?
It's been a long time. That was an early watch. It needs to be.
I would love it if you changed your mind on it. We're like, you know what? This is a great movie.
I wouldn't.
So yeah, the cyborg, the implant, whatever's implanted has to enhance them beyond normal human capability.
Okay.
So it can't be like just a tracker or bomb.
Correct. So you're saying if later on we have technology, I guess so, because if we have technology where someone loses the ability to walk and use their arms and we give them implants so that they can do that, they're not enhanced, it just brings them back to normal. You wouldn't call them a cyborg.
But it's their current state.
I believe there are people that call them cyborgs. They say that they technically fit the biological term for cyborg because it's intertwined with the mechanics of their body and how they function. And technically... it does enhance their functionality because before they couldn't, walk.
Luke a cyborg?
Yes, yeah. Luke is a cyborg.
Yeah, because he's got a cybernetic hand.
Right,
yeah.
But it only takes him to standard function of life. So he's a cyborg.
Well, that's you all don't saying. Know how strong that hand was.
Well, you don't, but you assume it was
there was a learning curve with it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to
say. The stranger.
The first time with that one, I guarantee it.
I'm gonna say,
if he wasn't, his made hand, he tried it out that first day.
Yeah, yep.
We'll stay with Jean-Claude Van Damme, but this time in the movie Cyborg.
I would assume he's a cyborg. I don't know if I've seen Cyborg, yeah, but
I gotta go with RoboCop.
Definitely see Cyborg. We haven't watched it yet, but yeah, now that it's been put in my brain again, we definitely need to watch Cyborg.
Okay. Yes, he's a robo.
I don't know if he's RoboCop. A cyborg or he's just fighting cyborgs.
Oh, that could be the twist. I don't know. I can't.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say he's killing cyborgs for humanity because we can't have that shit on our planet. I don't remember Cyborg, sorry.
Okay. In Cyborg, Jean-Claude Van Damme is not the titular cyborg. He's escorting a cyborg to a resistance to save humanity, etc. But he is not actually a cyborg. So that would be a Nobocop or Phobocop.
Tricky.
When he said escorting a cyborg, I was like, oh, yeah,
I know where you went.
Movie. This is a different movie, but I definitely want to watch it.
All right, now we're going to stay with Cyborg. Cyborg 2, Glass Shadow. Angelina Jolie's first major motion picture is Angelina Jolie in Cyborg 2, Robocop or Phobocop?
I'll say Robocop.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say this has to focus on the cyborg this time, Robocop.
Okay. In this movie, she is a cyborg.
You want to dine with the devil? You'll need a long spoon.
And I got to tell you, this movie's crazy. I went down a whole rabbit hole for looking into this movie. Actually, so according to a friend of the show, they find it quite interesting that whenever you guys go on tangents in the episode, I try to shut it down. But when I go on tangents in the pop quiz segment,
you just keep going. Yeah, we never stop you. Yeah. Right.
To which I say, shut up. And we're going to do that right now because this is too interesting to pass up. So when this movie was made, when this was being filmed, when she was hired, she is 17. There is nudity in this movie. And the craziest thing is, years later in interviews, Angelina Jolie comes out and says, oh, she's never done any nudity. And I, having watched Cyborg 2 back in the day, I was like, that's absolutely false. I've seen her boobies. I was like, I'm positive that she's done nudity in movies. And then when I looked into it, she was 17 when this was being filmed.
Body double.
No, the only way that they were able to film this, so you'd think body double, that's the easy way to go. No. What they did was they had her legally emancipated from her parents because when she doesn't have a guardian, she is no longer a minor because she's technically an adult because she doesn't have a parent or guardian. She is her own guardian. So she was, and then apparently at that time things weren't going great and she was trying to get out of her home and she wasn't really even living there at the time anyway. So all of this lined up perfectly and she was emancipated from her parents. But when you watch that movie, she's 17. And I just thought that was
that's crazy.
Don't love it.
Crazy.
Don't love weird. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the most circuitous route, because I would have thought the same thing. I was like, oh, yeah. So it's probably a body double. They were like, but wait. We have this loophole. We're going to do this instead.
I'd known she kind of emancipated from some other movie she did where it was in the trivia or something. I didn't know it was so she could show her tits in Cyborg 2.
Yeah. And
more cyborg or whatever.
Right. It's
called. A lot of cyborg in that. All right. Next up,
yikes!
Part of our back catalog, Jason from Jason X.
Cyborg,
yeah. Or sorry, Robo.
Yeah, Robo. Roborg, or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, okay, Robo.
I mean, he falls on a table, he gets nanobots in him.
Yeah, he's rebuilt with nanobots, it's incorporated, yes, he is a cyborg. All right, last up. Now this one's difficult, and I'm curious to see what you guys are going to say. Terminators.
Oh, well. No, Phobo.
Phobo cop.
Well, there's a bunch of Terminators, right? Like, there's a bunch of
Reese different...
specifically the T-800s.
Oh, T-800, Phobo.
And they were
cybernetic organisms.
Yeah.
Human flesh. Brain. Over a metal chassis.
Right. No, but they were never a human, and they were never...
It would be like your laptop with skin on it.
Cybernetic organism. Right. I would say not, but coming up on the CoSG Terminator Salvation... Maybe
there might be a cyborg in there. All right,
yes, it's Hellbomb Carter.
I definitely think that they are not cyborgs. They are Phobocops because replace the endoskeleton with the Ram's laptop, and we've got the exact same situation.
Yeah, but if I put some elbow skin on it, I've made a T-800.
I'm a cybernetic organism living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Right there, you go. All right, well, excellent work, good guys, good game. Thanks for playing, and I think this time a winner was Ram.
That was me.
Yeah. I'm the one. I've done it.
No, Reagan got everyone right. None of them. Yeah, so.
Undefeated. Yeah. Champion. I mean, it's been a while since I not only won a game, but got 100%. Remember how upset Ryan was a couple weeks ago I don't.
When you listen to his speed test, and he missed one. And it was a grand failure. Yeah. That didn't happen this week. I just want to point it out. It was 100 P. Mm-hmm. That's for our younger listeners out there. They get the 100 P. But it's Koji G, Koji B, RoboCop 2. Now, I will say this is going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Is the writing as good as RoboCop 1?
Absolutely not. Right.
Are the characters as good as RoboCop 1?
Absolutely not.
No. Is there still things I enjoy about this movie? Absolutely. It's a guilty pleasure. I did really like watching this movie with all of its warts and its fuck ups and it's just weird shit happening. I liked this movie. It's a Koji G. Honestly, I'm a little surprised by it. Rob, what did you think about RoboCop Deuce?
So I have some similar thoughts to you. I mean, the movie is a mess, to put it lightly.
Yep.
It's all over the place. And yes, it needed a lot of changes to make it. But I mean, you know, like we mentioned, you know, Kay needs to talk. It needs something more at the end than just a big robot fight, it was a cool fight. Don't get me wrong. There's, like I said, there's definitely some cool parts of the movie, but there's definitely so many parts that are just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm not going to lie, I did enjoy watching the movie, but this is not a good movie.
Right.
This is a horrible movie. It is like a mess. It's Cosby.
Oh, Rob.
I can enjoy watching a bad movie.
Yeah.
It's not a good movie.
Right.
Brian.
Yeah.
What did you think of RoboCop 2? I can't wait till he gives us G just so Rob can look like a weirdo. Yeah,
absolutely. No, it's I was a little stumped while we went to RoboCop 2 for the reveal of this one doing a sequel, and I was like, well, maybe there's something great I missed about when I saw RoboCop 2 that Undefeated wants to pull this out of the bag. There's some underlying thing that people think this is better. And then I started watching, and I mean, my review's pretty much the same with Rob. It's an absolute mess. Would I turn it on again just like I did a few weeks ago and watch a scene of it? I absolutely would. But there's no way on this planet I'm going to call this a good movie. It's almost criminal to do so. So it's a Cosby. But you can watch a bad movie and enjoy it. I'll echo that statement. But it is not good. Cosby.
Release the swarm.
Bees.
Oh, no, not the bees.
Bees.
Not the bees.
Bees.
Ah!
Bees.
Job's not on board.
Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about RoboCops. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSGPod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, leave us a 5-star review. Dead or alive, you're listening to us. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend. Tell them we've got what you need. The white noise, the blue velvet, the red ramrod. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys, this is your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the CoSG, I will be the one.
Boat.
And as we always say on the CoSG,
ball sack.
That's not the quote.